Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
With the 15th pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the Atlanta Falcons select Jalen Walker, defensive end, Georgia. The Los Angeles Rams have traded the 26th pick to the Atlanta Falcons. With the 26th pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the Atlanta Falcons select James Pierce Jr., defensive end, Tennessee.
And you will hear both of those guys later on this afternoon in the 4 o'clock hour on Dukes and Bell. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, live out here at Stone Mountain Golf Club. Appreciate you guys hanging out with us. We are in a celebratory mood, my friends. Mike Johnson, Squid Billy, Rusty Manziel. Look, you'll also hear Terry Fontenot today coming up at 1:30. Do not miss that interview. Terry Fontenot is... he's riding the wave right now, right? He's riding the wave right now.
Much different morning than last year.
A lot of different line of questioning
and
in
not,
that 1:30.
And not saying that that was – now you're going back and look at – obviously, you talk about the pick with Penix. Yeah. But this time last year –
yes.
What had happened?
A lot more head scratching. Reminder, we do have the morning shift does have a compensatory pick announcement coming up at 8:40. Don't want to miss that. That'd be a lot of fun. Dave Archer also coming up at 8:20. We're going to get to the wake-up calls, 404-726-0929. We've got full phone lines right now. Guys, we haven't even had a chance to really break down the NFC South, to an extent. A couple of wide receivers taken. A couple of, I don't know, not head-scratching moves. I think they kind of fit, but – Bo, I think when you look at both Carolina's move and really Tampa, probably much less for New Orleans, but you look at kind of those moves. We always talk about best player available and needs versus, you know, talent, I guess, or skill set. Both those teams kind of went towards the need, in my opinion.
Well, Carolina absolutely went need. I think New Orleans went need. I don't really know what Tampa did with Egbuka. I think it's how you pronounce his name.
Emeka Egbuka is a – I'm going to say this. It's a damn good football player.
No, he is, Rusty. Twice. But, Rusty, they got Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, and now him?
Yeah.
Well, keep in mind, too, they drafted Jalen McMillan last year, too.
Yeah. So, that's kind of where I'm – they went best player available to me in their mind, on their board.
Sure.
But with the McMillan pick is just – I understand, but they needed defense too, and they needed speed. That's why Jalen Walker was mocked there.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to keep that. Now, like I said earlier, you still do have New Orleans at 40 today. I will be keeping my eyes peeled for a quarterback given that situation and the questions around Derek Carr. You start looking on down the list. Tampa Bay's at 53 today. Carolina at 57, which is a trade from the Rams for them. So, look, you'll have a lot of questions. There will be a lot of fun had tonight. New Orleans back at 71. So there's a number of different picks throughout the division. But I think we all kind of considered the fact that you would see Jalen Walker and Mykael Williams go inside the division, yeah. Rusty, and it didn't end up happening. And so I think we all just kind of breathed a sigh of relief, and the Falcons reaping the benefits of that.
Yeah,
so,
man, and I love the fact that we're going to get to see Jalen Walker on Kelvin Banks twice a year.
Like, oh, I do too.
Let me tell you something. Kelvin Banks, listen, he made a lot of money last night, and he's a hell of a football player, but don't think he didn't sit around this morning going, damn, I got to deal with that dude twice a year now.
Rusty.
I already played this dude twice.
Rusty.
I think he had nine tackles and 4 sacks on him. Jeez. In 2 games.
That's the thing that no one's talking about. Hey, my first round draft pick absolutely dominated my arch rival's first round draft pick, and they're going to go against each other.
Yes. So much fun to keep tabs on, man. So a lot of that conversation. We'll hit Dave Archer up about that as well. That's coming up at 8:20. And like I said, so many other things coming up on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game today. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Let's go to Rich in Stone Mountain. Hey, man, we're out here,
right,
Rich.
Up the road, dog.
What's going on, Rich?
Hey, man. First things first, you got great show as usual.
Thank
That's
you, sir.
Number one. Number
Thank
two,
you, sir.
Good morning. Good morning. I got to say that twice.
No doubt. They
hit it out the park this morning. I mean, last night. And I want to say this. The rest of the offensive coordinators around the league are going to have a lot less sleep. And I'm out.
When is the last time, guys, that we have felt that way? That the offensive coordinators from around the league would lose sleep over the Atlanta
Falcons. I mean, listen, you know what we were? We were a get-right team.
Yeah. That's a good point. Offensive coordinators looked at our defensive unit over the last couple of years and said, you know what, now's the time.
This is the week.
Now's when we'll find out.
To pull that wrinkle out, see what it looks like. This team's not overly going to, you know, consume us, worry all week. Let's put in some extra stuff.
Yeah.
Now you go, we got to get rid of the ball, man.
Yeah.
You got to get the ball out of your hands.
People flying around everywhere. You add in the development of those guys that they drafted last year, Bo, and that you start to get excited.
Well, first off, what Rusty just said to me, I mean, I felt like Hollywood and Top Gun, and Rusty will know what that means.
No doubt, baby.
They're getting close. But just knowing that that's what people's mindset. But this was something I was told. And, you know, we hear things, Mike, and Rusty, I know you hear things in the college world a lot and some in the pro when you've worked with teams in their draft rooms. But I was told that last year's draft, that the second, the third, and the fourth round stuff, and the fifth round, they did that. That was a developmental plan. They wanted some of those guys to be here next year and be ready to go. I think what we saw last night was that they feel good about what they did last year and what they have in the interior, probably more than fans and some people in the league, you know, like the experts.
Sure.
And they made the other part better last night.
Yeah. All right, let's go back out of the phone lines. Let's talk to our buddy Chris over in College Park. Chris, good morning, buddy. Rise up.
Ho, 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 Merry Christmas. Baby, what a night. Fearless leader, good morning.
Sir?
Big Mike.
Hey, man, living the dream today.
What's up, man?
Living the dream.
They let me get in. Everybody's in such a good mood. They're like, Rusty, you just come on in this morning, man. Come on in early.
Yeah, man, awesome night. Let me just say this. As he was falling, Walker, I'm hugging my pillow on the couch.
Oh,
Mike Conti's talking about 45 seconds, 30 seconds. I was like, what are they doing? And when the call came through, I ain't kidding, y'all. I yelled in my house like a kid on Christmas. I'm so happy, and Squid and Mike know. I've been talking about a draft pick being defensive for 2 years straight, and even before y'all came on. And to the Falcons brass, big salute. I don't know if you've been listening to the fans or hearing the scuttlebutt, but to get a Georgia player and then follow that up with Pierce also from the SEC is just a banner day for the franchise. You know, re-excited, rejuvenated for the season. And this is what else, and I'll get out of here and let some other people talk. We now got some young talent. That defensive room, the elevation of competition and on the field, you know, practice and all that just rose up a big level. And, again, man, I can't even contain my excitement. Go Falcons, hashtag Squid Nation, hashtag Squid Squad.
I love it, man. I always love the excitement from Chris. Dylan, let's go right back to the phone line. Let's try to squeeze in a couple more. Let's go to Dan over in Decatur. Dan, good morning, man.
It's a party, baby. It's a mafia party today, baby.
The vibes are high,
man,
my friend.
Let me tell y'all something. That conversation between Uncle Arthur and Uncle Terry, Uncle Arthur told him, said, look, simple. You bleep this up, you're done.
Yeah.
So Uncle Terry, he got the message very clear. He said, you know what? Don't worry about it. I got you. I was already excited from the first pick, man. I was eating some New York pizza. And I look back at the TV, and I see Falcons up for 26. I said, oh, damn.
I couldn't believe it.
And then all I hear
is, like, oh, gosh.
James Pierce Jr. I said, yeah, Uncle Terry heard loud and clear. This man went and got two first-round SEC pass rushers. So all I'm saying is, The dogs is out, baby. Who let the dogs out? We let the dogs out. It's up.
Terry did.
Hey, great Friday. Bring out the gold tequila tonight, baby. It's up. Y'all have a great Friday.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Great call, man. Thank you. Thank you, Dan. And he's right, man. The vibes are just high right now. And just crazy when you saw that pick come back at 26. It was like, and what's he got cooking here?
Two of my favorite social media things, the Atlanta airport tweets out a picture of Jalen Walker.
Yeah.
The Atlanta airport.
Yes.
Like
yes.
a gif of him. And my daughter, who works for Dog Nation, they're on their cruise right now. And they got all these Georgia fans on this cruise. Go watch that tweet from them last night when they picked Jalen Walker. That cruise ship went nuts. God. That thing went nuts, man.
God bless your daughter for spending a week on a boat with Brandon Adams. Shout out
to my guy. I tell you what.
And she's chaperoning this week. Brandon Solo, she's like, Dad. So I've been texting with him.
I love it, man.
Yeah,
that was
a great reaction.
Let's go ahead and get a couple more phone calls. Let's go to Anthony over in Covington. Anthony, what's going on, man? Good morning.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Opie,
yes,
give me that. Went, went,
went.
Good morning, good morning.
I love it.
All right, Papa Squid, how are we doing this morning, sir?
Good, sir. Great. I know it. I'm sorry. Phenomenal, sir.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think he's running on fumes, my friend.
All American, how we doing, sir?
Dude, living the dream. Living the absolute dream right now, buddy.
And the man, the myth, the legend, sir, Mr. Rusty Manziel, is an absolute honor to be able to talk in your presence, sir.
he's the mayor of Rome, Georgia.
My goodness, do I owe you some money? Hit me a Venmo this morning. Hit me a Venmo. Let me clear that
vibes,
up.
Man. It's just good vibes.
Hey, real quick, I know we're up against it, man, but how amazing is this, man? We've been asking for it, and, you know, whether we go down in a ball of flames or anything like that, you got to give respect to Terry Fontenot for, hey, this is what we need.
Right.
It was a need, but it was also BPA, right? Best player available. Didn't have to move Jalen Walker. Also, Squid, I am disappointed you did not streak because I streaked at my house. And where were you at? I thought you were my fearless leader.
Well,
any hooser.
My audience had a little bit more a little bit more risk to it and a few more people. It wasn't hey, let me tell you something. It was only about the jail time. That was what kept me from it. That it was a little cold in there. I'm not going to lie.
Hey, man, we
wouldn't
set up a GoFundMe. Don't worry about it. But, hey, real quick, this is cool. For the first time in our history, we have a rotation of pass rushers. This makes me think back in 2008 with the New York Giants with their NASCAR set, right, where they lined up four edge rushers. And they just sent him after the quarterback. Can you imagine Jalen Walker, Pierce, AK, and Leonard Floyd all standing up and just rush them on an obvious pass rushing
That's
situation?
That's a great point. We don't talk much about Leonard Floyd now.
Yeah. I'm telling you, this is amazing.
Hey,
go Falcons, rise up. I love you guys, man. Y'all have a wonderful day. I know I am.
Yeah, appreciate the phone call, man. And shout out to everybody that's called today. It's been a lot of good vibes, a lot of good phone calls. But he's right. I mean, You have so many opportunities, and what he's talking about, the OC Menora, I think Strahan was still with that group, Matthias Kiwanuka, Justin Tuck. I mean, they had guys all over the place, athleticism, and they could play multiple positions along the front. And that's what I was kind of bringing up earlier. You still have a number of options at linebacker. Don't get caught up on who's going to play two spots.
Man, my boy.
You can do anything.
My boys are going to kill me for bringing this team up, and not because you're sitting beside me, but I watched Alabama 92 with Eric Curry and John Copeland.
Good
and
Lord.
Let me tell you something. You had 2 seconds to turn it loose, or you were looking at the sky.
You better get
you
it out.
You know how easy it is to cover? when you know you got 2 seconds.
Jumping every route.
There's nothing.
Jumping every
there's
route.
Nothing better than defensive pressure, knowing those two are getting home, man.
Well, there is one guy that knows about pressure getting in the face of quarterbacks, and that's Dave Archer. He's going to join us on the other side to talk about the magical night at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. And for all the Falcons fans out there, stick with us. It's the Morning Shift. Mike, Squid, Rusty Manziel, live from Stone Mountain.
Rise up, baby.
Sports Radio.
Rise up.
92.9 The Game.